Vayter in Shas for Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin, picking up four lines down, third to last, three lines down. And here we go. Getting a bunch of stories now about Jewish wine and the Goyim. Avodah Zarah next. Ahu based at Avi Yosef Bechamid, you saw there was a house where the Jewish wine was hanging out. And all over it, Kochavim Achado Ladosh Abape. A guy comes in and he shut the door behind him. He locked it. Bahava Biza Bedash, there was an opening, a hole in the door that you're able to go and see through. Ishtakachov Kochavim Dekoy Beni Dani. They saw that the guy was standing between the barrels of wine. Amarava, Rava said, Kold Lahadi Biza Shari. Anything that you're able to see, if you're able to see from the outside of the wine through the hole, it's going to be going through the Haggis also, but on the other side, you're not able to see anyone, it's going to be also, and clearly this is going like we said yesterday, if that is, if he has a fear that someone could have seen it, he's not going to want to do it, therefore it means mutter, but otherwise, it's going to be also. Story number two. Hahu Chamed Yisrael, a Jewish wine, Hav Yasu Beisei was sitting in his house. The Hava Dayer Yisrael Be'el Yona, the Yid was living in the upper floor, he was living on the lower floor. Shamu Kal Tigra, the Jew and the guy heard there was a sound outside, there was some sort of fight that was going on, and Dafke, they went out to go see what's going on. The guy who went back inside the house, he went in first, he locked the door behind him. Amarava, Rava again says, Chavashari, the wine is mutter. Meimar Amar, because the guy could say to himself, just like I came into the house first, maybe the Jew came in first, because he's sitting upstairs and he's watching me. Story number three. There was an inn, a hotel, where there was a Jewish wine was there. They saw that there was a guy who was sitting with the barrels. Amar Rava. Rava again says, Im nitpasa lov keganev shari. If he would be grabbed right now, he would be called a ganev, he would be prosecuted. There's no excuse to have been over there. Then it's going to be mutter, because it means he's scared to do something that is going to get caught over there. V'lo, also, but if not, then it's going to be also. He has some sort of excuse to be there. He said, oh, it's here just to check the gas pipes. Then he would be nervous because he has a way out, and then it would be also. Ahu Gavra, there was a fellow, story number four. Ahu Besa. Ahu Besa was asked, Ahu Yosef Bechamra, that there was a Jew's wine in there. They found there was a guy that was standing among the barrels. Amar Rav, Rav said, if he has a way of getting out of getting caught, then Chamer also is going to be Aser. And if not, then Chamer Mutter, it's going to be Mutter. If he has no way of getting out of it, and since he's scared of maybe getting caught, he's not going to go and touch anything. Let's say when you come back, you know, the door of the hotel in which the Yid left the guy alone with his wine was found to be locked. Or before he left, did you said to him, you know, to the guy, stand guard outside the door, Aser. Then the wine's going to be Aser. Rashi says the Cheshin and Dilma Ol, maybe he went in, came into Amalei Shamor, some Chadaite Dramafagmini. He knew that he was walking away from him, so therefore he's not worth to touch it. My love, I forgot the less lay lishtamute. Now, isn't it true that this Bryce's din is true even if the guy has no way of getting out of being accused? And yet we still see that it's usr, right? So we see that when you don't have the ability to justify the actions, it doesn't mean the wine is going to be mutter. It's gemara lo. The isla lishtamute, the Bryce is not correct. It's talking about where he has a way of getting out of it, and that's why it's going to be usr. He's a way of making some excuse up. Story number five. Ahu Yisrael v'vikachavim, da'av Yisivei v'chashasu chamer. There was a Jew and a guy, Avodah Zarah, they were sitting drinking wine together. Shami Yisrael kal tzluyei be'kinishta. As you heard the sound of davening that's happening in the shul. Kavazel got up and he went. He wants to go daven. Amar Rava chamashari, Rava says the wine is going to be mutter. Maybe Amar, because the guy says to himself, Hashta midkarli l'chamer v'hodasi. At any moment he's going to remind himself about his wine, and then he's going to come back. He's going to return. He's going to come. Therefore, he's scared to come and touch it. Story number six. Ahu Yisrael v'vikachavim, havisiv v'arba. There was a Yid and a guy who was sitting on a boat. And it's Friday afternoon, as we'll see. And they're drinking away. Sham Yisrael kal shipur debi shemshay. And this is Gemara in Shabbos, that they used to blow the shofar. You know, that the different levels of blowing the shofar, of letting people know Shabbos is coming in. So you hear the sound of the shofar coming. You know, it's going to be, sunset. Novak V'azal got up and he left. Amar Rava, because he says he's going to remember at any moment his wine, he's going to pump back. And if you want to say that the guy didn't think it's because of Shabbos, because the Yid is not going to break Shabbos and come back to the boat, can't be. Because Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Li Isser Giyura, Isser, who was the Ger, who was a convert, he said to me, Kavinan Ba'aram Musan Amrinan, when we were Goyim, Armenians, we used to say, Yudai Lo Minatu Shabta. The Jews, they don't really keep Shabbos. I know they say they keep Shabbos, they don't really do it. Because if they really did, we would find many wallets like thrown around on the in the shuk because you know people would leave it over there. But I didn't know when I was a guy that we hold the coin to Vyitzak. Hamotzi kispa Shabbos, someone who finds a wallet on Shabbos.
Interesting circumstance that if a person goes and they find a wallet in the street on Shabbos, you can carry it less than Dalet Amos. How much is it for Shabbos? Malicha pachos pachos Rav Amos, and therefore you can go and you could save it. Obviously, over this is Nisa Darabanan, but you're allowed to do it in such a case where you're going to lose that. So that's why they used to do it, even though they're like, yeah, we don't believe that Jews keep Shabbos. Who are you, Davinayim b'matzarta? There was a lion that was roaring by a wine press. Shama Ovid Kochavim Tasha Ben Idani. A guy heard this and he ran and he hid between barrels. Rabbi says Tasha is Nischabe, he hid. Amar Rav Chamashari said the wine is mutter. Meimar Amar, because he's saying to himself, Kihechi de Tatishta, de Tashina, Ana, Itsha, Nami Yisrael, Chareiva, Kachazili. Just like I hid over here, there's also going to be a Jew that probably hid over here also, and he's watching me. Story number 8. Hanud Ganavi de Salke de Pompidisa, Apostle Chavizosa, Tuva. There were Ganavim that went to Pompidisa and they opened a lot of barrels. Amar Rav Chamashari. The wine is mutter. My time how come? Ruba ganavi Yisrael ninu. Most of the ganavim in Povedisa are Yidden. So you don't got to worry about Yayin Nesach. Number 9. Havud ben Adav Amr Shmuel Chamashari. There was a similar situation up in the Nadal. Shmuel said that the stuff is mutter. Come on, Karebi Eliezer, the Amr Safik Bia Tower. Who's he going like? He's going like Rebbe Eliezer. In the same in Nardai, you don't have to say the majority of them were Jews, maybe they were Goyim. But yeah, he went according to the Rebbe Eliezer, who says, Safik via Tahor, if you have a doubt as for whether or not you entered in, it is Tahor. Rashi says, Lo yidin and ovik achavim, eol ilal, Tahor, mishum hachi shari, deshan ilan, sveika, Safik via mibia, Vadai Safik Maga. There was a doubt if the guy ever came in there in the first place. The Tanami Latana Mishnah Haniklas Abika Biyimosa Gesham. Someone who goes into a field, they go into open fields, Rashi says, the Sadus Harbi Zul Tzu Biyimosa Geshamim. You have a bunch of different fields, open fields during the rainy season, and when people are not allowed to walk through that area, says Rashi, Shizroahi, Vein Rabin Darsenosa, Vahavi Rishasa Yachid Latuma, Vusfika Shira Vahavi Svika Tami. Vesafik Rishasa Yachid is going to be Tami. Vituma Vasada Polonis, Rashi says, Be'echad Minnesota, so one of the fields, Vein on the Yodim Ezi, but we don't know which field it's in, Vahamar Alachdi Makamalaz, and he says, I went through that particular area, Rashi says, Bebekazu. In that valley. I don't know if I went into that particular field. It was a valley with a lot of fields. I don't know if I went to that particular field or not. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Safik Bia Tahor. If it's a Safik, you went or not, it is Tahor. Safik Maga Tahor. But if he knows you went in, he's just not sure if he touched it, then it's Tahor. Rashi says, I went into the field. I don't know if I touched it or not. That we're not going to go with, right? It's going to be Aser. Right, so here also in the suffix is whether the guy entered into this Rishasara or Yachid, where the wine was, he's going according to Eliezer, and therefore he said that it's going to be Mutter. Says Gemara, lo, maybe that really Shmuel is going to say even Safek Bia is Tame. In Shiny Hassan, the case in Arda is different. Given the Ike, the Pascha, the Shumamona, Hava, Le, Sveik, Sveika. Since they're Ganavim, who opened the barrels only looking for money. Right, that's what they wanted to do. Therefore, they weren't in Menasech the wine. Therefore, it's called a Sveik Sveika. Says Rashi, Kimi the Chazir the Chamehu, Parshi the Beginei Vusayu Tarid. The low masli, they're so busy dealing with their thievery, they didn't do nisach. Have a sfeik sfeika. Suffik yourself, suffik of a chav. I'm not sure if it's a guy or a Jew. Sometimes over a chav, even want to say it's a guy, suffik naga, suffik lo. It's a doubt whether he touched it or not. Ubaha, if you do a rabbanim, then that even the rabbanim are going to agree. The chi, plead your rabbanim later, Belezer. When do they argue with him? Hechid damal yasad tuma. The E-A-O-L, lo efshad, the lo oil, it's not possible, lo heil, they didn't do oil. The leke ela chad suffix is only one suffix over there. Beep, turn the page. Ayin omid bey, sahi ravisa distak tahavas beidane. Oh, he says Rashi, ravisa's tinokas ovedes kochavim. There was a baby guy. Who was found sitting with barrels of Jewish wine. The Havanakita, what was this baby girl holding? She was holding Ufia Bida. She had the foam that came out of the wine that was in her hand. Obviously, she had touched it from the barrels. Amar Rava, Rava said, Chama, show her the wine's mutter. Emer migabat chavishukati. Because we could say that she took it from the outside of the barrel. V'yafagav delekasu. And even though there's no more foam on the outside of the barrel right now, still, We're going to say that it just happened to be that she found a little bit there and she took it. That was all that was there, and she took it. Story number 11. Ahu pulmusa de saliklinardar. There was a Rashi's roshagaya sartzava. It was like a general. There was a general entered in Ardar and he had his army with him and pasu chaviyasa tuva. They opened many barrels. Bunch of barrels of wine. Yasser of Dimyomar, when he came, he said, Uvda Hava Kamid Rabbi Elazar Vishara. This type of story happened in front of Rabbi Elazar, and he mattered it. He mattered the wine. Vloyadani Imishum de Savar Laki Rabbi Elazar. I don't know whether it was because he agreed with Rabbi Eliezer. Namar Suffolk Bia Tar, it's a Suffolk Bia or not. Not sure if these soldiers were Jews or if they were Goyim, right? So was it a guy that even came in the first place? Or it's because he knew the majority of the soldiers that came with this general actually were Jewish. Why is this considered Suffolk Bia? This is considered Suffolk Maga. Whether or not they actually touched it. It says, Gemara Kevan, de miftache tuva, since they opened a lot of different barrels over there, more than they would have actually drank from. Rashi's harbi yosem because they saw chshtiyosan. Therefore, ema daite de mamona pasuk. They're doing it just for money. Safek bia dami. Therefore, it's considered like safek bia. But whether or not they actually came over there, they actually entered into that location. Next story, 12. Ahi misovisa de masale. There was a woman who sold wine who would leave the key to a goita while she wasn't gone, while she was gone. And afterwards, the question was whether or not this is called Yai Nesach. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Uvda Hava B'Midrashav B'Amri. This is a story that happened to be Sarajishos. And they said, Lo Marsala Elishmiros Mafteach B'Vat. She only gave her, you know, to guard the key. Just make sure that the key itself is going to be okay. She didn't mean to say that she's allowed to go and use the key in order to go into this location over here. Or that, and the guy also didn't take it, like it's going to be okay. Therefore, the wine is going to be mutter, because she knew that she would be caught as a ganav if she would be found inside where it was. Amar Bayafan and Abitanim, Yosef Mishra's back says up in Tyrus, Hamas of Tichos Lamaritz, give them of Tichos, the key to Amaritz, Tyrus of. Taros, the Tar things would say Tar. Vishalom Masala Ella Lo Ella Shmias of Techovad. You just need him to watch the key itself. Hashda Tarosov Taros. There in Tov is Tar Yai Nesach. If you even ask about Yai Nesach, of course it's okay. Rashi has been Yichusa Masala of Dima. This is coming to back up what we just said before. Remember the Tyrus Alime Miyai Nesach? You want to say that Tyrus are more chamor than Yai Nesach? That therefore you're learning out from this to that, a Kavachomer? It says, we're in, yep. Tyrus are, the Itmar, because it says, Chatzer Shechaluka B'Mesipas. If you have a Chatzer that belongs to a Chaver, and an Amaritz lives there, and is divided by, it has a, this mount, this marker, Rashi's Mechitza and Emucha, a low wall. And he's on the other side. Then Amrav Taurus of Tameos. Rav says his Taurus stuff are now called Tame, because we're nervous that the Amaretz touched the Torah stuff and the Chavim was looking. When it comes to the Chavim, it's not Yayin Nesach. Rashi says the Nitvas Alav Kegadav, so if we see by Tyrus, we're going to be more careful. We're going to say it's Tomei. But when it comes to Yayin Nesach, we're not going to say it's Yayin Nesach. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, after Rasav Taurus, now even his Torah stuff remains Tahor in such a case. You want to say that it's actually Tahor? But we have a case, we have two Chatzeres, one within another one. Apnimi shel Chaver, the innermost one is from the Chaver. V'chitzona shel Amaretz, the outer one is the of the Amaretz. So it says, V'chitzona, P'such l'Rishas Aram, that goes to Rishas Aram, shel Amaretz. Ein lo l'Amaretz, Drisa Zeregel al-Pnimi, he has no reason to be on the inside there. Also, Chaver shtech sham perusav, that Chaver can spread out his produce over there. U'minich sham kelim, or he can put his kelim over there. V'yaf al-pi, sh'yadu shel Amaretz, magasa sham, even though the Amaretz is able to get there. Kashi L'Rav, this goes to Kashi L'Rav, who said that in the case of a split up courtyard, that the stuff is going to be Tame. Melech Rav, Shani Hassan. Now, the case of one courtyard inside another is a different type of situation. Shinitvas Lev Kaganav, because he can be caught as a Ganav. So since Amaretz has no business of being over there, he's risking being called a Ganav if he's caught over there, putting sand over there. As opposed to the chutzer that has a boundary, one between next a small fence, it's like one big chutzer. So without Maharetz got caught putting his hand on that side, he wouldn't be accused of stealing. Tashima says the Gemara. Gago shel chaver lemaylo gago shel Maharetz. Let's say the roof of a chaver is higher than the roof of a Maharetz. You know, one's coming up from the top of the other. So the roof of the chaver is higher than the amaretz. Also, chaver shetech sham perusav, minich sham kelim, he can put everything out of it. He's fine. Vlad shalot the yadu sham amaretz, as long as he can't get his hand over there. Kashi Rabbi Yochanan, why? That's a kashi Rabbi Yochanan who says that when it's divided, that it's going to the stuff on the in the case of the divided chutzer said that the produce in the part of the chaver is going to be tahor. Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan, shani asam. No, the case is different than the case of the roofs. The East Leilish Tamute, because Amaretz has a way of getting out of called the Ganav. I mean, Maramah, because you could say, Imsuri Kamamitza, I was just doing some measurements. And while I was measuring my thing, I ended up going a little bit over into your thing, but that's not what I was trying to do. Toshima, let's try again against Rav. Gago shel chatzer beside Gago shel Amaretz. Let's say the roof of a chaver is next to the roof of an Amaretz. Also, chaver shoteach sham perus amaniach sham kelim. The chaver can put out his stuff over there, put his kelim over there. V'yafa b'shiel to shel Amaretz. My gosh, even though we can get over there. Kasha la Rav. This is the kasha on Rav, because he doesn't rely on the fear of being caught. Because he's right next to him in that property. So the Rav says back, Lav Ika Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Koyk of a Sea. Isn't Rav Shimon Gamliel hold like me? I know, Darmik Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'm just going in accordance with Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. Says Rashi, what is Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel? Writes, I know, Darmik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Darmik Le'el, Ubavat Shalot, Yadu Shalom Ha'aretz, Magashem. As long as the hands of Amaretz can't get there. Rav, Lo Shiny Lay, Bein Shogar Chavir Lamaila. Bein Shagak Chavir Lamaila, Bein Shu Shavalo. He doesn't make a difference between those two particular cases. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.